This is your warlord of weird, Sin Bodhi. Look both ways before you cross the street while you're skating on thin ice carrying scissors. You're listening to The Final Count.
Hi, this is former WWE superstar Kieran Cross, and you're listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE and TNA Impact superstar Mike Knox, a.k.a. Nux. You are listening to The Final Count. Keep it tuned.
Hey everybody, Anthony Corelli here, formerly known as Santino Morella, and you are listening to The Final Count.
Yo, peeps, you're listening to The Final Count with my boy Ryan right there, bro. So listen, don't forget who's telling you this. It's your boy, Eric.
Hello everybody, it's the Croc Rockin', Nickelback Poppin', Curls for All the Girls, the Perminator, Sam Beal, as seen on Impact Wrestling, and you are listening to The Final Count.
All right, fans, I'm joined now by the new co-host of The Final Count. He's my new co-host, Chance Karpinski. How you doing, Chance?
Doing fantastic. How about you?
Doing great. I'm excited to have you on board with The Final Count as my new co-host.
I'm excited, too. I mean, you reached out, and I was happy that I could fit around to do this. This is very cool.
Definitely, for sure. Like, it's going to be exciting. How's your before we go ahead and jump into this, so let me just let the fans know what we're going to do going forward. We're going to have reviews on each show. We've done this in the past a little bit. We've had guests on that would review with us. We've had people, you know, like we'd have special guests that would review like pay-per-views with us. We've had a co-host in the past that we just strictly reviewed and made predictions on pay-per-views for WWE, you know, and that was legit it. So this I'm excited about because it's going to be the first time we actually review shows on The Final Count. And so I'm excited about this. But before we jump into these reviews, how's your week going, Chance?
It's going very good. Tired. For everyone who don't know, I am training to be a professional wrestler. So doing pro wrestling 4 days out of the week it's tough, but it's fantastic. I very much so enjoy it. But besides that, it's a successful week. Just another one to count down. How about you?
I'm going pretty good. I've just got some interviews going this week as far as not interviews for wrestling for the podcast, but interviews, just job interviews, stuff like that. So other than that, it's going pretty good. Just making things happen. Hey, let all the fans know where they can find you on social media, and then we'll jump right our review.
You can find me on Instagram at I am I forgot my own social media. I am Chance K. And then same thing that goes on to Twitter. It's just I am Chance K. That's all platforms besides TikTok. That's just the Polish God one. That's it.
All right, fans, I encourage you, go give Chance a follow. He's like I said, the new co-host of The Final Count, and so he'll be tweeting stuff out and doing stuff with The Final Count too, and so I'm excited about that. We're going to explore some different things that we haven't talked about, off air yet, but we'll talk about them. Let's go ahead and jump into this. So we're going to start off with SmackDown from August 11th, 2023. So the first thing I want to talk about is on this episode of SmackDown, Edge came out and he made not an announcement, but he wanted to, of course, tonight they're in Toronto, I believe, and that's his hometown. And so Edge came out and he challenged Sheamus to a match on his 25th anniversary of his career. Of course, he shared the behind, the scenes that people don't know about that, or people may not know about that. Sheamus and him was, before he got back in, before he came out of retirement, Sheamus was the one that kind of got him back and told him, hey, you can take bumps again. You can do all this stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try it? Why don't you get back in and come out of retirement? And so Sheamus was the one that really pushed him into that, for those that don't know that. And so, like, yeah, that's really exciting to see what's going to happen with this match as we're recording tonight. It is happening tonight. What do you think about that, Champ?
I think it's was brilliant. As Sheamus and Edge both said, they never had a one-on-one match. I think Edge is going to push himself to the limits, and I think Sheamus is going to be the one to push himself to extra limits that he never thought he would have. I think that, like I said, I think it's going to be a good match, and I hope Edge wins. I think that would be awesome. You let him have his moment on his 25th. But if Sheamus does win, I think that would mean he would be going into a heel turn, which I'm also cool with. So either way, it's going to be just a fantastic match. And I really liked what they did to show that Sheamus was the one that helped Edge to get back into taking the bumps in the ring and doing shows. That just made me really happy.
Right. Because, you know, like, it's going to be, and I agree with you on the heel turn too, right there. Because I, for one, would love to see Sheamus, you know, make that heel turn. And so, but either way, you know, I'm sure if there's not a heel turn, we'll get a show of respect even after the match. And so I think these two are going to put on a great match. And we shall see. There's speculation that this is Edge's last match. I know with his contract, he has announced that this will be his last match on this contract. As far as retirement, we'll have to see. But there is speculation that he is retiring after tonight. The next match I want to talk about, we had LA Knight. Yeah. He dropped Top Dollar with the BFT, the Blunt Force Trauma, in a match, and he defeated Top Dollar. Then low-key grabbed the mic. He low-key calls out Miz, saying it doesn't matter where you go in the world. Doesn't matter what if he's on Raw or if he's on SmackDown. Doesn't matter if you call yourself Awesome or if you name yourself Uncle Phil. I don't know where that comes from, but at the end of the day, you will know whose game it is. Well, everybody say it with me.
L-A-Knight.
Yeah.
The Uncle Phil reference was from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And you were saying? Yeah.
I kind of thought that.
I thought it was funny. I got a good kick out of that one.
Yeah, no, and it really is. It really does give me a good kick. Yeah, but I totally, at the point, I didn't completely understand it, just being honest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when you said that, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But no, I'm excited to see these two, The Miz and LA Knight, go into this feud. Like, because, you know, it's in the play and in the cards right now. And, you know, we'll talk about that more when we get into Raw with what The Miz has teased this past Monday night on Raw. But we'll talk about that when we get into Raw. But, yeah, I think that The Miz and LA Knight, the two megastars, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, can't agree more with this feud.
I can't either. I think that it's in the right direction. I think both LA Knight and The Miz are, you know, especially The Miz. I think The Miz has had a most underrated career. I think that no one has said he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And same thing goes to LA Knight. I mean, he hasn't been on WWE for long, but I mean, if you look at his stats from the Indies, Impact, NWA, and all that, I think seriously that them two together are going to make something beautiful, 100%.
Definitely, for sure. I completely agree. And yeah, I'm ready for this ball to continue to roll for LA Knight. And again, like you said, The Miz, he doesn't get, a lot of people don't give him that credit that he deserves, and so rightfully he deserves it. And he is for sure a future Hall of Famer. Next thing I want to talk about, Austin Theory. He had a match scheduled with Santos Escobar for the United States Championship. He's going to be defending against Santos Escobar. And so Austin Theory attacks Santos Escobar backstage during a interview. And then again, as Escobar is making his entrance to face Theory for the United States Championship, Austin Theory thinks he's going to get out of the match and have the night off. Adam Pearce, however, informs him he will not be getting the night off and he's not going to have it get out that easy, and still will defend the United States Championship against Rey Mysterio. And so, yeah, Austin Theory defended the United States Championship against Rey Mysterio. And Rey Mysterio actually came out as a champion. Now, my speculation behind this, you know, maybe they're pushing Austin Theory. They're pushing him, maybe to another feud. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they're pushing him up higher.
Yeah.
Possibly Roman, maybe. I don't know. Or whoever's next to follow Roman in succession. But Rey Mysterio, I see Santos Escobar eventually them tying on each other.
Me too. I feel like it was kind of like a little hint. No matter how happy you saw Escobar, you just knew that he wanted this moment to himself, you know, yep. Instead of having it given to Rey.
Exactly. And we'll have to see how it plays out. And we'll discuss that, as the weeks go on. We get a backstage segment with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. I'm excited about this.
Me too.
I'm excited about this new possible, I don't know if you'd call it Hurt Business 2.0, but I'm quite excited about it. So we get a backstage segment with them, and they're talking about how it felt like in their attack last week against the OC and the Brawling Brutes, and saying it looks like SmackDown is ready for some new blood. So there you go. In and of itself explains it a lot right there. They're here to stay, and it looks like there's a path of destruction on SmackDown that's about to be laid.
Yes, and I've said it from the get-go. I wish the Street Profits would finally make that turn to be a heel. And once they did, I mean, it sky's the limits for them guys. And I think having Bobby Lashley, a veteran like Bobby Lashley, have them under their wing is going to be very, very successful.
No, I completely, completely agree. The next thing I want to talk about is the thing that closed out Raw, the thing that everyone in the world is talking about in the wrestling world. Even some that are on the outside looking in, they might be talking about it. I'm pretty sure. Jimmy Uso explains his actions at SummerSlam, the reason he attacked his brother Jey Uso, his twin. He stated that it was because he loves him, saying he was afraid to lose Jey, and if Jey would have become the tribal chief, he would end up just like Roman. He was scared of that. And then I have here that things break down. Jimmy leaves the ring. Jey super kicks Roman. Solo then Solo. Then Roman gets back to his feet. Superman punches Jey. Then Jey with another super kick into a spear on Roman and gets the mic and tells Jimmy to come back towards the ring, to which Jimmy does, and thanking a hug, walks into a super kick of his own . SmackDown ends with Jey saying he's out of the Bloodline, SmackDown, and WWE. Now, I know that was a lot, but I'm for speculation here, and we've seen WWE do this sort of thing before. A lot of people are saying, you know, that Jey's just going to take some time away. The way I'd like to see WWE go about this is, if you take, I don't remember the year, I think it was 2012, I might be wrong on that, but it was 2012, Money in the Bank. CM Punk had beat John Cena for the WWE Championship, and his contract was supposed to be up at the end of that night. He made an appearance like the next night or something like that at an ROH show. And so I feel like that WWE should do something along the lines of this and let Jey Uso go and make appearances at, you know, at a, because let's just face it, we realize Jey's not really gone. I mean, let's just get it out of the way. He's not really gone. let's break that fourth wall down. He's not really gone. He's still there. But, like, just speculation, I feel like that they need to take this and run with it. Have Jey go and go to Impact, do some work with Impact in that, and have Jey, appear on Impact or something. Have him go to a reality wrestling, something like that.
Yeah.
They, you know, working with Booker T. I mean, so like, what a way to capitalize on that that would be.
I like the fact that you brought up reality of wrestling, because Umaga's son, Jay's cousin, also wrestles at Reality of Wrestling, and I think it would be a cool way if he brought up Zila Fatu, hopefully I didn't get that wrong, but Zila Fatu up and try to get him into the spotlight too, as and hopefully if that works, then it's a feud between Solo Sokoa and him, and I think since, you know, Solo is trying to, I guess, look like Umaga, I think it would be cool if, you know, Umaga's real son is like, oh, well, you gotta stop with that, and just have an ultimate brawl. It's like, I feel like this could go to War Games, if anything. I mean, if Jay and Jimmy somehow make up and they have Zila, I mean, they could have a 3-on-3 War Games match. Or if there's, I don't even know, there's so many of them. If someone comes in and is a part of it, I mean, that I would love to see that.
Yeah, for sure. No, I like where you went with that. For sure, definitely. Like, it's gonna be interesting to see what they do with this, and how everything does plays out. And so, you know, I'm sure we'll see tonight on SmackDown, or, you know, and we'll talk about that. Work out the logistics of recording, but we'll talk about that next episode on the podcast. And so, but right now, that's all with SmackDown. Let's go over to Raw, the Raw side of things. We have Chad Gable defeats Imperium's Giovanni Vinci, and he's running in. This is going into his upcoming a match against Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship in about a week or so, I believe. And so, he's got some momentum coming out of this week's Raw with that big win.
I think what they are doing with Chad Gable is phenomenal. I've always said that I wish they would give him a solo push. I wish they would do something with him instead of just having him in a tag team. I mean, he was great in Alpha Academy. He's great, you know, He was great in him and Jason Jordan. I forgot their tag name. It's something Alpha. But I think
Alpha something. Yeah, I forget.
And I think that is just it's about time. Gunther's had a successful Intercontinental reign, and I feel like if they do give the ball to Chad Gable, it'd just be a lot cooler to see and a lot more fresher to see who he could face. And I mean, if you can see, I mean, there's matches of him suplexing Gunther, like he suplexes him with ease. And that's something that, you know, is crazy, especially for his height and how much he weighs, and just picking someone like Gunther up is awesome to see.
Right. And like, I see so much of like Kurt Angle. They kind of have that same parallels right there. I definitely love to see that push for Chad Gable. Now, I do think, talking about Gunther, and we'll get into Gunther in a little bit later, too, and that suplex you were talking about. Now, Gunther, I feel like they're going to get him to that, you know, they're going to get him past or to at least to the mark of Honky Tonk Man. They're going to get him past Honky Tonk Man, and then I think he'll drop the belt then. But I definitely love to see maybe a continuation of the feud between Chad and Gunther for sure.
Yeah.
Next match we have, and I don't have much on this, but just Drew McIntyre and Riddle. Matt Riddle defeated the Viking Raiders in a tag match. I mean, speculation, I guess, for a little bit here. With Riddle, you know, with Matt Riddle, could we see Randy Orton come back and possibly, you know, eventually, if a tag team develops with Drew and Matt Riddle, you know, just go with me on this. Randy Orton, you know, tries to take McIntyre out, or and just to get to Riddle or something. I mean, who knows with that?
I was actually thinking like the same thing. I feel like if they do make them like somewhat of a tag team for now, Randy's definitely going to come back, or Riddle's going to turn heel and Orton's is going to come back and them two are going to be together. I mean, there's so many shenanigans that could go down, and with the right booking, I think that it would be successful.
Definitely, for sure. Then we move on to a backstage interview with The Miz. He's saying he is going to be a big superstar next week on Raw. And then he might show up on SmackDown to confront LA Knight. Like I said, we talked about this as far as the SmackDown side of things. If The Miz does go to SmackDown, you know, what could we see in this? You know, what are they going to throw hands? Is what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The next thing I want to talk about, Mommy Rhea Ripley defeats Indy Hartwell, and after the match is attacked by Candice LeRae. Seems like Candice might be going after the champ here. I'd love to see Candice LeRae get a match against Rhea for the title. Women's World Championship. We haven't even seen it defended yet. I take that back. We have seen it defended against Natalya, if I can think. I'd love to see Candice get a shot at the title at least.
I totally forgot that Indy Hartwell was still on the main roster. So you just refreshing that, and I feel like if they want to take it into the right direction of giving Candice this shot, I think it's perfect how Rhea did beat Indy, because back in NXT it was Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae, Johnny Gargano, and Dexter Lumis as The Way. So I think that it's hitting towards The Way versus the Judgment Day, or, you know, just something like that, which, you know, I'm totally cool with. Like, please give me that. I've loved The Way, like, just, and I love Judgment Day. So please give me that.
No, exactly. I'd love to see it happen for sure. But I have a little bit of with the Judgment Day, just with what's playing out. We'll have to see about this. But I'd definitely love to see it for sure. In-ring segment with Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura. And Seth basically wants to get down to the nitty-gritty of it and like, dude, why did you attack me after our match? Why did why did I get a Kinshasa? Why did that happen? And Nakamura, is granted by Seth a World Heavyweight Championship anytime, any place, anywhere. I mean, come on. We all knew Nakamura was going to go after Seth. I mean, for real. Like,
yeah, if you look back at the footage of last week, he was just standing there in the back, and he wasn't like walking towards them or nothing. It was just kind of like, all right, this is over. We got this handled. Now let's get straight into business. And that was good. But that was good. I like that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and I'm excited to see a new, fresh thing for Nakamura. Like, he's been out of the title picture for so long, and he's been out of an important storyline for so long. That this is something good for him.
Give me he's a heel now. I'm waiting for Little Uzi Vert to finally give the rights to Nakamura over. And if they do, that is the perfect heel song for him. That is, I mean, his old one, that was beautiful too, his old heel one, but I feel like if they want to like bring more fans in, you have to bring Little Uzi's part in. And I love heel Nakamura. I do. I've watched heel Nakamura from the time he was in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I mean, you're right. He hasn't been in the title picture since I think WrestleMania 35 when they were in New Orleans last.
Yeah.
And that is a very long time. And we have to face it. Nakamura does not have a lot more time left in the ring. He's pushing it already for an average. But if they give him the title, I kind of hope they do try to lean towards it, because then that will solidify his career as the strong style and one of the best in that New Japan and Japan could offer. And I feel like that would be good. Don't get me wrong. I love what Seth Rollins is doing with the title. I love all the matches he's had. He's really showing what a champion should be like. But I feel like if they do have Nakamura just win it, just give it to him for a little bit. He could drop the belt at the next pay-per-view or to Seth Rollins again, but just recognize how good he is. I just want them to please just recognize him.
For sure. No, I completely agree with you on that. Next match, we have Gunther defeats Otis. And after the match, here's that suplex. Chad Gable hits the ring and hits a suplex on Gunther, giving him momentum going into their Intercontinental Championship match. Again, we talked about it. What this could be. You know, Gunther, again, he was suplexed by Chad. And Chad, that impressive strength right there, that's quite a suplex.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely say it's angle-esque.
Yeah, he definitely got hide on him, and that's what I was very surprised on. I was surprised at how much he got onto Gunther. I thought Gunther was going to have to, drag his, put his knees down under, Chad Gable's legs and then sell it like that. But, no, he got him up. he said, you're going up today.
He did. He certainly did. Next thing, we get Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus. And of course, they had their big match, which I'm upset that it was pulled off of SummerSlam. But, I can see why. I can also see where Triple H explained it after SummerSlam. He explained during the media scrum or the press conference. He explained, hey, we can't have – look at WrestleMania, what was it, 33, where it was a whole 4-hour show, something like that.
Yeah, no.
And where it was till 12 – they didn't – people didn't get out of there until 12 o'clock the next morning, something like that, 12:30. And so, that's too long. He's we can't be having too long shows. So I understand why they pulled it off of SummerSlam for real. But Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus, their match, they finally had it on Raw. And it ended in a double countout. This feud is going to continue. And I'm excited for it because I feel like they're just going to continue to up the ante with it. Mm-hmm. To just, keep throwing, if you haven't seen the announcement already, their next match is in a steel cage match at Payback, I believe.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to see that, and excited to see if that furthers it or what we have coming out of that. So.
You hit the dot on all of it. You said everything that I was gonna say too. So I'm more excited for this match, and to see how much Becky can push Trish Stratus to the max, because she just started coming back and wrestling full time again. So this is a test right here of hey, can you handle this type of pressure? Can you handle hanging with the new talent? I feel like that's the whole shenanigan right there, and I like it. I can't wait.
No, most definitely. Next we have Cody Rhodes, and he defeated Finn Balor using the Money in the Bank briefcase, slid into the ring by Damian Priest. After the match, Judgment Day attacks Cody, and Sami Zayn makes a save. And Judgment Day attacks Sami, and then to end the night, they put Sami through the table, through the commentator table, and they're standing over as united force over Sami Zayn's fallen body. Are you going to break up? Is the Judgment Day ending, or are we in a united force? I'm like, please make up your mind. I do like, and I didn't touch on this, when during the open segment, the Judgment Day was out in the ring. They was Finn Balor was not with them. Just Damian Priest, Dominic Mysterio, and Rhea Ripley. And we get JD McDonagh coming out, who's apparently the unannounced errand boy for Finn Balor, giving orders to Judgment Day. And as Judgment Day said, we don't take orders from no one that's not a part of Judgment Day.
Exactly. And so,
are y'all united or are you not?
It's like a high school relationship. It's like it ends and it keeps on going.
It most certainly does.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do with JD McDonagh as well. If they do end up having him a part of the Judgment Day, fantastic. That's good. That means they're going to finally do something with him. Just like Indy Hartwell, I totally forgot he was even a part of the main roster. I mean, if I'm correct, was he a part of the Money in the Bank?
I don't believe he was. And
I was about to say, if then he's definitely, like, I just feel like he's definitely not done a lot. So, I mean, it all goes down. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm excited to see, like, where they go with this. And, you know, just here's an idea. Maybe JD McDonagh gets into the Judgment Day and someone is excommunicated from the Judgment Day, say a Finn Balor. Here he's supposed to be their best friends, but then JD McDonagh turns on Finn Balor.
There's already
hints of a breaking up at some point. I mean, so just a thought.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, it could go either way here.
It sure could. Now I want to jump over to Impact Wrestling. So I'm going to let you go ahead and give me what you got for Impact.
So I watched – I got caught during like the end of Dana Perrazzo and I can always seem to forget her name. I'm trying to get my notes up right now as we speak. So I think it was Kylie King. That's who it was. It was a Kylie King, and Dana Perrazzo did pick up the win, which, you know, it was a fantastic match. When I went back and I watched it, it showed that it shows what Dana Perrazzo can do to get back to the title picture. And it also shows what Kaylin King can do. And it was just a phenomenal match with Dana Perrazzo, like I said, picking up the win via submission. And
I'm excited, like Deonna Perrazzo. Like, I'd like to see more matches though with her and Trinity. Just to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I caught Slammiversary, I believe it was. Slammiversary. And so I was able to see that and watch that, and but I'd love to see more out of them, you know. But it'd be interesting if it's not Deonna to see who Trinity's next challenger is going to be.
Yes, I agree with you. Our next match, I hope I'm going in order. I really hope. It was Jessica Havoc, Savannah, and Killer Kelly was on this show in a triple threat match, which when I was watching it, they put on a really good show. They it shows how good those three can really be in the ring, and it shows that, like, hey, like the knockouts are just as good as the men. And I think that's what it was shown. And if I'm correct, I have a terrible memory. I'm so sorry. If I'm correct on who won that match, I think it was Havoc. My notes is being very odd right now, so I'm going based off of a basic memory. There we go. All right. I have it all right here. Yeah, it was Havoc picking up the win. And then afterwards, I believe it was Bully Ray versus Black Taurus. And what they're doing with Bully Ray as of right now, they're trying to start a feud with PCO. Mm-hmm. And Bully Ray did pick up the win, but then PCO just came out of nowhere and just basically chased them off. And I believe he went through a table too and just got straight back up. Like, wow. Like PCO is seriously not human. Like, as they will say, PCO is definitely not human.
Yeah.
And then after that, they showed Joe Hendry and oh my goodness, I'm gonna butcher his name so bad. I'm trying to I'm not even going to try. It's a new tag partner that they're building after Joe Hendry lost the digital media title to Kenny King, which is another.
I think his name's Kevin. Kevin something.
Yeah, Uramura something. That's who it was. Uramura.
Oh, Uramura. If I'm correct. Okay, I got you.
And then before the main event, Eric Young versus Khan, which Eric Young did, in fact, pick up the win via disqualification by Cody Deaner, smacked him with a chair. And then after the match, they just continuously to beat up the lifeless body of Eric Young. And I think if I'm correct, they're trying to put a match between Deaner and Eric Young here in the future.
And see,
and that's I'm more than that.
Yeah, I'd love to see more of Deaner and Eric Young. The match in his return at Slammiversary was so it was so awesome to see him back. And then just
it was unexpected.
I love the way they also, what was that?
I said it was unexpected. I thought they were gonna pull someone else from Team Canada. I was like, oh, Eric, EY. Cool. Yeah. I like where this is going.
I love the way they did that, and I love the way that they explained why Eric is still alive, basically. Because for all purposes, he was killed off, right? And they explained perfectly why this dude's still alive. Why is he, he sure looked dead to me, and so I like that.
Yeah, they are playing this very well, especially just giving Eric Young the time to actually show what he can craft, just being single super, because before his recent comeback in 2020, he was mainly just a comedy skit guy. No one took him serious. Yes, he did win the world title, but I feel like that was overshadowed by just everything else. And he came back 2020, he won the world title, he carried it, and ever since then he's just skyrocketing. I think that they did the right thing with killing Eric Young off for a bit, and then be like, oh yeah, you thought I was dead? Mm-mm. Let's run it back.
Exactly. Who else you got from Impact?
Oh, the main event was Rich Swann and Sami Callihan versus Trey Miguel, Zachary Wentz, the Rascals. And when I mean, it was, you could tell the emotions were there. You can tell that they both teams wants to have the number one contenders to the Impact world title. World tag titles. And they definitely put it on the line. After combos from the Rascals, and then combos after combos from Rich Swann and Sami Callihan, which either way, whoever would have won that match would have made me happy. Even though I love the Rascals, I'm happy they actually did pick up the win. Trey Miguel was about to get put into a power driver, a power driver. And he slipped the legs and got a spray bottle out of God knows where. Seriously, I was watching it with one of my best friends, and he sat there. He was like, where did he pull that out of? It was so smooth, and sprayed him in the eyes. And Zachary Wentz and Trey did a tag move that only Zachary and Wesley or Damian Xavier would do down in Impact. I forgot what the move is called, but it's just basically a backflip and pushing them off. And that was a good way to end the show, to show that, hey, the Rascals have been gone for 3 years. Zachary Wentz going to WWE, and then Trey Miguel staying with the company, having successful Impact X Division title reigns. And I think it's the right move for them to hopefully put the title on the Rascals, because they did say in a little post promo that it's been 3 years since the last time they had a tag team title match, and they haven't had success each time they have. And I think that if they do put the titles on, it's going to be it's like a whole fresh. It's going to be fresh, and it's going to be, all right, who's really going to try to take these off of us?
Exactly. And I'm so excited to see the Rascals back, like being Zachary Wentz being back in Impact and the Rascals being back together. I'm so excited for that. And speaking of the Rascals, I know I told you we weren't going to talk about NXT, but just speaking of the Rascals while we're talking about them, I mean, I still consider Wesley part of the Rascals. And so,
yes,
like, in both companies, they're both, you know, they're all doing stellar right now. I mean, Wes is going after the NXT champion, Carmelo Hayes. And so that's awesome right there. Like, the Rascals are on a stellar heights right now, I guess, for lack of better
words. Yes, 100%. What they're doing with Wesley is phenomenal. I don't know if you watched the recent NXT pay-per-view. Not stand and deliver, but it was one of the most recent ones. And it was during the match between Wesley, Dominic, and Mustafa Ali. Desmond did a dive out, and I think he hit he hit Dominic before Rhea put him through the table, and he gave a little Rascal hello. I don't know if anyone else peeped that, but he did do the little Rascal hello. And I thought, like, wow, like no matter what, like, they're all three, and I feel like people forget that Louisville's own Myron Reed is a part of the Rascals too. Yeah. And Myron Reed's doing his own thing with countless indie promotions, and Trey Miguel has even said, like, we want Myron Reed here. Like, please bring Myron to Impact. And if they do, I mean, that's good for Myron Reed to finally show. I mean, like, he was MLW lightweight champion, but I feel like a lot of people don't really watch MLW like that. No disconnect, no hate towards MLW. Exactly. I'm very good friends with the MLW world champion, Alex Kane. Like, we follow each other on TikTok. We talk, no hate. But besides that, Myron Reed has not really had his shine for, and there's no hate to Myron. Love you, Myron. Me and him text and stuff. We're unofficial besties, but that stays between us two. But no, I think everything is going to go successful with the Rascals here in the future, no matter if it's going to be tag titles or they're going to go off and do separate things. Trey go for the Impact title and Zachary go for the X division. There's so much credit to the Rascals, but there's also so much credit to Rich Swann and Sami Callihan too. Sami Callihan was selling some nasty moves. He was giving some nasty moves. During the match, he had Trey up on the apron, and he did like a little driver, and he sat in straight onto the apron and just sat there and started laughing. And I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, that is something Sami most definitely would do. And I laughed about it. I really did. I got a good joke. I got a good crack out of it.
That's awesome. And I like what you talk about with the Rascals with Myron Reed there. I like that. Shout out to Myron Reed.
Yes. I always got to plug people from the 502. That's something I do love.
And that's what we do over here at the Final Count too. So, like, yeah, of course, fit right in there. All right, moving on to OVW. What you got for OVW?
While I was watching, because I was there, but I was also helping out, I've watched back some of the footage, and the opening match was Star Rider, Manny Domingo versus the '80s kid, and let's see, and Dimes returned. He returned last week, and they put on a great tag match. And if I'm trying my hardest to go through all of this as quick as possible. And if I'm correct, I think Star Rider and Manny Domingo did pick up the win. I'm checking right now just to make sure. Actually, it was the 80s Kid and Dimes picking up the win, which, you know, if you watched, you can know that Manny Domingo, Star Rider, and actually, no, they did win. They did win the match. And Austin, another member of their little faction they have going on, they all have semi-beef with each other, but they're not trying to let it get across to their way of getting successful and wins in the books, right. Which was very, very cool. I think I think that since they paired them up, it's been kind of like a, okay, this is something I can watch, I can enjoy, and I want more of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, there's some like, I don't even know. Like, there's sometimes like, if you ever watch, it's sometimes in wrestling, there's some people and it's just like, oh, why is this playing? Like, why is this on? Like, who's, like, but I don't. Yeah. Like, I have seriously, like, I love it. I do.
Yeah. I like, the Dom's returned. It's been good to see him back, these past 2 weeks. And he's actually an alumni of the Final Count. So shout out to Dom's and welcome back to OVW, dude.
The second match that, was on, they had Harley James, I believe that's her name, versus oh my goodness, Layla Gray. They had of course Layla Gray did get the win on that, but I love the heat that Layla Gray gives. I love it. I love how cocky she is. And I don't know if it's a little hint towards the baddies in AEW because she is a part of Jade Cargill. She's still with Jade or what, but I enjoy the absolute crap out of it.
Yeah, I like her, like, personality change and everything. And like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I missed and I loved when she was a babyface, but I love that she's a heel now and the attitude behind it and just her changing up her look and everything. It really fits the baddie type.
Sorry, I'm trying to
get
the next match on. I'm going through my Instagram and stuff to get like the best. I think the next match was Eric Darkstorm versus Jack Vaughn. And that was a good match. They showed each other that – I feel like they showed that Eric Darkstorm could hang out in the big title win and, like, the title picture. And if they're going to try to give him a push, I 100% agree. I really do. He is he's a talented wrestler. And he had great success in a tag team with Dark Clouds with Baguette Bundle. And I think that Jack Vaughn did get the win with the clothesline. And it was a really good match. I think it made the fans pop too a lot.
For sure.
Sorry, my cords are wired.
And I like what you talked about Eric Darkstorm, because I really think, and I agree with you on that, that he could, if they're going to push him, that he could definitely hang with, you know, with the top tier talent like the OVW heavyweight champion, Jack Vaughn. And so, yeah, I really love that. I hope that they do push him for sure.
The next match was Tony Gunn and Cash Flow versus the Destroyers, the OVW Tag Team Champions, the Destroyers. And Cash Flow and Tony Gunn picked up the win, I believe. I'm my phone's acting up, so I'm trying to go based off of memory. And if I'm correct, I believe watching Cashflow and Tony Gunn get the win. And then they had a segment when Tony Evans came out and just him reacting to the fact that he lost the Kentucky Boy championship, which, you know, of course, he's not happy about. There's no if, buts, or whats. He's going to come out. He's going to try to get a rematch. And I hope they do have a rematch. They put on a fantastic match last week that really had the crowd invested into it. And the pop when Crixus got the belt, I'm telling you, I had goosebumps. The whole arena was shaking. And I thought, and I think Crixus deserves all the respect. I mean, he took the sacrifice from coming straight from Scotland all the way down here to wrestle at OVW, and all the success is well deserved to him.
For sure. And I like Crixus and everything. But I tell you what, and we talked about this, me and Matty Ice actually, who is the guest this week on the podcast. When we recorded earlier this week, we talked about how the OVW likes to take away from some people, like how they push some people once and then they push some people, like, you know, they'll stop pushing people and then they'll push people. I'm like, I wish, like, what Tony Evans, for example, I wish he would have kept the belt on him longer than it was on him, because he does have potential. He does have, as I said in our interview, he has charisma. He has a ton of charisma. Dude has a ton of charisma. He can talk well. He can generate a bunch of heat, you know. And,
yes.
And that shows when he was speaking last night, when he was having that segment last night in his promo, that shut up thing, it works. Or that shush,
yes,
whatever he says, that works. And so
it's all about the patience.
I wish they would just, if you're going to push someone, keep pushing that person. You know, but
it's all, I feel like it's all about the patience. It's all about the right timing. He's going to have his time soon. I don't know anything. And if I did, I can't say, but I know Tony Evans, and I know that he's going to get to the top either way, no matter what obstacle comes, no matter, I mean, he's going to have his shine eventually. And it already happened. We got a little bit of taste of who he is as the Kentucky Boy champion. And I mean, watching his promos when he had it coming out dressed up as Crixus, hilarious. Who thinks of that? It comes out as his own theme song. Who thinks of that? Only Tony, like, seriously.
Exactly.
And, he's
no,
really,
let me just say, that's no, I'm not throwing shade on OVW or anything. No hate from OVW. No hate towards OVW or anything. I love OVW.
Yes.
And, you know, so nothing like that. Just want to clear the air right there.
Yeah. And then the next we had another promo, and it was for Shanse Royal, and it was just her just coming out and just basically saying what's next for her. I mean, she had beef with Haley J and Haley J mom, the phenomenal, incredible, and should be more recognized than she is, the amazing Maria J. I think that they're going to continue building something going on with that, if I'm correct.
Yeah, speaking of that, I feel like some of them that they're going to be building to, and people have, I don't know if anyone catches Shanse when she goes live on Instagram after Wednesday, or after the Thursday night shows. I'm stuck on when OVW was on Wednesdays. But on after Thursday night shows, she'll sometimes go live on Instagram, and people were suggesting this, and I agree that Shanse and PJ Jones, I think that's his name, PJ Jones.
Yes,
that they should have a tag team match against Holly Hood, Haley J, and Amazing Maria.
I would love to see that.
A pretty good match.
I would love to see that. I hope that since that's a rumor, I hope, or you know, or not a request, but, you know,
right,
a match that the fans want. I believe that Al Snow will give Also know is a gracious, very giftful man. So he'll probably hopefully end up giving that. I think that would be very cool and fun to watch.
Definitely.
The next match, I believe was the main event. It was Omar Amir and Luscious Lawrence versus Certified Luke Curtis and the return. I love every time I see Joe Mack, I think of the return of the Mack, the old school song. So like I love to go the return of Joe Mack. Actually Joe Mack and Luke Curtis did pick up the win last night, and which I think good. I love Luscious. I love Omar as a tag team. I loved when they had their feud, but I feel like they're gonna start giving the ball and hopefully a tag team title picture with Luke Curtis and Joe Mack. And if so, phenomenal. Joe Mack is very if you tell him to do something, he's gonna do it. He's very open to, especially with his size, he's very flexible with bumps and stuff. So I mean, sky's the limit for him, and same thing for Luke Curtis. Luke Curtis is, every time I watch his matches, I think of old school wrestling, and it's a good thing. It's really good. And I just hope that they're gonna eventually give them the title picture. I hope.
Same here, like for real. Like I'd like to see the faction get back to where, because I like to see this a part of the faction. You know, you got Jesse with the National Heavyweight Championship.
Yes.
I'm correct on that, right? Yeah. Jesse with the National Heavyweight Championship. I'd like to see, for the love of God, I'd love to see Mahabali Shira get the title back, the heavyweight title back. You know, maybe see Adam Revolver win, like, the Kentucky Heavyweight Championship. And then see Joe Mack and Luke Curtis as the tag team champions. Then I don't know, maybe go grab a Star Rider or something.
I would like to have Curtis. I love Cal Hero. I do. I like what they're doing with him. I like the push that they're giving him, and I like all the matches he's put on. But I feel like Luke Curtis could have one more little get back on the Cal Hero for putting him through the table through both at the recent pay-per-view that we just had, the big one, and when Hero jumped off of the turnbuckle and did the elbow drop onto the table. And of course, who can forget, I believe, one of OVW's best moments when when Cal Hero won the belt and pushed the ladder with his foot and made Curtis go all the way out and go through a table. I don't know if they're, I hope that they do something with them too again. It looks like they are, because the big one, you had Luke Curtis and Cal Hero. I think that they're going to relight the flame, and I'm all for it. I am.
Definitely, for sure.
But that was pretty much of OVW this week.
All right. And then, no, and like, I'm so excited about like where OVW is going, the direction OVW is going. And just, you know, there's so much great wrestling out, you know, now that people can consume and everything. You know, there is AEW. We won't really get into that. There is actually a little bit I'll talk about real quick. Just a couple pieces of news that I want to talk about. So if you didn't already hear it, AEW superstars, AEW wrestlers, superstars, whatever you want to call them, Cash Wheeler has been arrested for apparently, and this was today, actually today, and he was arrested this morning, and it's apparently for some kind of domestic violence, or not domestic violence, but a domestic assault type thing or something like that, or some kind of assault with a gun.
I think it was a carry. Yeah, it's assaulted carrying without a license, I think it is.
Yeah, and so that's some crazy stuff right there. Like, I think this is probably the first time an AEW star has made news like that, you know, and so that's kind of crazy.
Besides, like, I mean, Jeff, I guess we could consider Jeff Hardy's as well.
Yeah.
But this one is more serious. This is more like the serious one. Not saying that Jeff Hardy's situation wasn't serious, because by God, I'm blessed that man got the help that he needed. Yeah. But this one is related to a title, though. Like, this is something that you don't expect a champion to have. Because if I'm correct, they're still holding 3 titles outside of AEW.
Yeah.
And I mean, that can, no matter, I don't know if he's facing time or what. I didn't really get into it like that. I seen it, I glimpsed at it, and then kept on going. But I hope that this doesn't affect them. I hope it doesn't affect FTR. FTR is one of the best tag teams in the world today. And they prove it every time they go out there. And I just hope that it doesn't really ruin the whole momentum that Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood has.
Agreed. And, you know, because they're the current AEW Tag Team Champions as well. And so just the look that can put on them. And I hope it doesn't affect them in being removed as the Tag Team Champions.
Let's just hope not that. Either.
And then the next piece of news that I want to talk about is it was announced, I believe, yesterday that Lacey Evans is no longer with WWE. I don't know if it's officially been announced, but I've read
there. She officially announced it.
Yeah. And so, like, that's – and it's kind of, you know, like, I hate to see her leave, but then I understand why, you know, because it seemed like with her, WWE always had issues finding something that fit with her or finding something that fit for her. And so, you know, I'd love to see where she goes from here. And I hope she continues to wrestle and to, you know, whether it's on the independent scene or going to something like Impact, AEW, wherever it may be. And just I hope that she also really finds what works for her, you know.
100%, because she has done a lot. She did a lot in WWE. She did a lot outside of WWE. She deserves the absolute world, and I believe that no matter if she does stick with wrestling or if she does something else, that it's gonna make her not just a lot more money, but it's gonna make her a lot more happier.
Agree. I completely agree. And with that, Chance, I want to thank you for this first time of talking and breaking down these shows with you, and look forward to next week.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, please, I'm not begging, I promise, but you know what? Plug time. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube at, you know, I am Chance K or the Polish God One. Please do it for me. You're going to have a fantastic day tomorrow. Thank you.
There you go. And go follow at the Final Count KY on all social media while you're at it. And
yes.
And welcome again to Chance K.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Yes.
You can find us on social media by going to facebook.com/thefinalcountky on Facebook, and then on Instagram and Twitter at thefinalcountky, and on YouTube you can find all of our past episodes by just typing in the search bar The Final Count KY. Also, I want to mention we are now on more platforms for podcasts, such as Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, and also on iTunes. So be sure to check us out on all those platforms that you can find podcasts on. The Final Count is on all of those platforms that I just mentioned. I want to go ahead and mention that if you go to ColinElbowBrand.com and use the promo code FinalCountKY,
You can save 10% at checkout when you use our promo code, and you will be supporting not only Colin Elbow, but you will also be supporting the Final Count and getting merch and all that good stuff. Colin Elbow has good swag. Definitely recommend it. Very comfortable, great fitting swag, t-shirts and shirts. So definitely go over and check out ColinElbowBrand.com. Use the promo code FinalCountKY, that's in all caps, and save yourself 10% at checkout, and tell them the Final Count sent you, and say hi to Al Snow. But with more, speaking of Al Snow, with more on ColinElbowBrand.com, with more on Colin Elbow, here is Al Snow.
A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The wrestling brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.